sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than the new.
Well, well, well. We are here back at the Tequila Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Regueira. With me today, I have Miss Ashley Robinson. What's up?
Hi.
And then Mr. Eric Shulkin.
Hey.
That's a little, that's like a foreshadowing.
You get both ends of the spectrum.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Got you guys on.
Same.
That's right.
It's always a pleasure.
I'm going to.
And a little scary.
Yeah, of course. Because, you know, tequila can be scary sometimes.
What are we doing with tequila?
We're taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes because
are you kidding me?
We're nerds, talk tech while taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes. Welcome to tequila. I'm drinking 1800, which it's proven to be decent for $30 in the past, so I'm giving it a try. I haven't had it in a minute. Ashley, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Ornitos, but it's been sitting in a barrel for about a month, so it actually tastes really good.
Nice.
I think this little barrel I got from work, I got it as a gift. It's kind of turned any tequila into the best tequila.
Is it one of those like countertop ones?
Yeah, it's a little tiny one. So cool. One of our producers gave some of us a gift with a like this past season's laser and like a little design I mocked up. And it's really cute.
That's such a cool fucking gift. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Eric, what you got?
I also have Fornitos, but it's going to be bad.
Well, there you go.
So if you're debating to buy it a barrel, just listen to both Eric and I and you can decide for yourself.
As the podcast progresses. Yeah.
There you go. They're also not that expensive. I got one at a distillery, so it was kind of like overcharged, but when I was looking them up, they're pretty cheap. It's like,
yeah,
like 60, 80 bucks ish.
Yeah,
for like a cool mantelpiece that you can like age liquor in,
right?
So that's cool. Fuck it. Okay, let's just take the shot. I'm gonna count us down first. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1, boom. Nice. Ooh, this is good. Ooh. This is better than I remember.
Oaky.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Timer started. Okay, so we're going right into it. We're going to talk, I guess, about the Pixel 3 again. Eric, what did you want to say about the Pixel 3?
Well, I almost, you know, okay. Dan, what is a notch? What is a notch?
What is a notch? Is that a real question?
A notch? To you, to explain what a notch is. To the listener.
I mean, like, look at the iPhone 10?
Yeah. Okay, great.
What a great explanation. Thank you, Daniel.
It's a dip in your screen.
That's intrusive and gets in the way of everything.
The way the iPhone implements it, though, is not that bad. And the way that, like, other Android phones implement it is also not that bad.
How about it be good instead of not that bad, though? But, all right. So there are two models of the new Pixel 3, right?
Yes.
There's the regular Pixel 3.
Correct.
And the Pixel 3 XL. Now,
correct.
What were the complaints about last year's Pixel 2, Dan? Specifically the Pixel 2 XL, the larger model.
That the screen was super shitty. And that it had like a blue tinge to it. And also it's just a really shitty screen.
And it caused a lot of drama on the internets. Wouldn't
correct.
You say?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's different this year is the screen causes no drama, and the camera is even better. So, good job, Google.
There you go.
The end. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Yeah. You just address the problem. Isn't that
there
wonderful
you go.
When that happens?
Yeah. That's nice when the screen isn't shit, but now you have a big notch on the XL. I wouldn't get the XL anyway because I am tired of big phones.
No, the regular Pixel looks like pretty much like the refined design of what we've been looking for in a smartphone for the last couple of years, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Apparently the back, because it's all glass for wireless charging, and they did like to have that two-tone look, They did like this matte finish on glass, and apparently the matte finish on glass scratches like a motherfucker, like super easy.
See, all right, I hear that, but at the same time, like, you're going to put a case on it. So who cares?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a minority of people who don't, like a small number of people who don't.
Oh, but man, that's a shame, because even for the Pixel, they have the amazing, I swear I'm not shilling for Google right now, the fabric case feels amazing.
Oh, it's pretty sweet. I've seen them. I like them.
I just like, like rubbing it on my hand, you know?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That got weird.
I'm trying to get weird. This is tequila.
Or was it like too natural? It was just too...
So that's, some of the bigger tech news of the week, I suppose, in terms of product announcement. But it just feels like, no game-breaking revolutionary features here. Like, they just made a good phone better.
So. Yep. And it's still better camera than the iPhone, probably, in a lot of ways. Not in every way, but in most ways, which is to say, that it's overall a lot better. Yeah. So what is this? You put earbuds on the docket? What is this?
Okay, well, first off, stop giving a peek behind the curtain of the top notch.
I'll do what I want on my podcast, Eric. This Don't tell me what to do.
A well-oiled machine.
What a brat.
Well-oiled machine. Coinciding with the release of the Pixel 3, if you happen to buy one, what will come in the box?
Oh, you're talking about
the new USB-C earbuds.
They didn't do this last year?
No, what they did...
Oh, they did a dongle.
Is they gave you a dongle, and I lost it 4 months ago, and I haven't gotten a new one, so... So that's that.
Nice.
Yeah. So I want to buy these earbuds now because I want to listen to podcasts again on the subway.
You could probably find the dongle real cheap online, but I get what you're saying. And but like they should have done this with the Pixel 2 because like the iPhone that got rid of the headphone jack also shipped with like headphones that plug into the Lightning port. So like they should have done this with the Pixel 2.
Yeah.
So this is like a good job. You did the thing you were supposed to do.
Right. Should we give you credit for this? But anyway, so
a cookie?
Well, maybe. Yeah. Thank you. We can talk later about the cookie.
I was talking to Google, but continue.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah. I just really like the design of these, and I think it's a really good price point, $30.
I actually haven't seen them. Did you link? You linked them. I haven't looked at them.
Okay. Well.
Oh yeah, they just look. They look similar to the buds, the wireless ones, the Pixel buds.
Yeah.
I'd buy these. They're cheap. They're so cheap.
Wait, how much are they?
Exactly. $30 for USB-C earbuds. That's great.
How much are the Apple Lightning earbuds?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think they're... I think they're like $20.
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Let's look this up.
Maybe I'm thinking of fancier stuff. Great podcast.
You're thinking of earpods, fam. These are also $30. They priced it literally at the same price point as the ones that come in the box from Apple.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, they always should have existed. I intend to get them. That's it.
There you go. That's it. You know what's really annoying, though, is that like you need to live that dongle life because for those of you that don't have... You like the dongle life, didn't you?
Put that on a t-shirt, Dan.
Live that dongle life.
Living that dongle life.
One day when there's a tequila perch? Merch page.
We will have a perch and look down upon the rest of the merch pages.
No, when you're living the dongle life, it's better if you have like regular headphones, like regular, 3.5 headphone jack headphones, because if you want to like plug it into your Nintendo Switch, you can. Whereas with these, you cannot.
Pro
tip.
Is that true?
I don't think these will work on the Switch, fam.
Okay, first off, my name's Eric. Okay?
Get out of here.
No, but the Nintendo Switch has a USB-C.
It does, but the way that Nintendo implemented the USB-C is really shitty, and I'm not sure if it's like super proprietary and really dumb, which is like the opposite of the point of USB-C.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I didn't realize that.
And so, I mean, it might work, but I don't know, and I wouldn't put my money on it right now. We might find out in like a day that it works, or whenever these headphones ship, that it works fine.
Okay.
I haven't looked it up, but
stay tuned for that.
So headphones, $30. Should we talk about this weird phone?
Yeah, I was just saying I'm glad it's a product that exists now. So what's this phone?
Okay, so some of you may remember Palm Pilots were like the first quote-unquote smartphones that we've ever seen.
They had a stylus. Back in like
the late 90s, early 2000s. It had a stylus. It had a weird touchscreen, kind of like on the DS. It's like one of the first phones with like a full QWERTY keyboard on it. Mm-hmm. What am I missing?
Someone who had a Palm probably also had a beeper. That's about it. I think I saw it in the wild like a handful of times. You know, we're talking like what, 15 plus years ago now?
Yeah. And it could like surf the web and shit. It had like a really shitty web browser.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was it had a calculator. Wow.
So what about it?
Okay, so it got like bought and sold, and the operating system on it, webOS, actually lives in LG TVs now for their smart TVs, so whatever. But the brand name got sold from HP to some Chinese company. The Chinese company sold it to, I don't know if he's representing them or if he's an investor or what, but Steph Curry and like several other people are trying to rebrand the Palm brand. Which is interesting. It's the babiest phone I've ever seen. Oh God.
It's not a phone.
So what is it though?
I think this is a great tool for parents that don't want to get their kids a phone, but want to give them the access to being able to call someone like this. I don't know. I'm so annoyed with this thing. It's like buying those.
The timer went off, by the way. I don't know if you guys heard it.
Oh, but... didn't hear it.
No, did okay. Not hear that.
Well, I set it up poorly. Anyway, pour your shots and continue to make your point, Ashley.
It just reminds me of tablets that parents can get like at, you know, at any yes. department store for their kids that doesn't have full access to the internet, but still give them access to games. Like if, you know, a child is saying, can I play a game on your phone? You don't want to give them your actual phone.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You can give them one of these things. Or if they're in like first grade and they have to have a phone or they need to have some type of communication for you, even though we all survived with that one, then I think this is an option, but I just don't see the need for it for someone to have a phone. And then have this as an extra and be equated to like an Apple Watch because it doesn't provide the same function for me because I still have to pull it out and use it like a phone, but it's not giving me the same access as a phone would.
It's so weird. So let's count down the shot and then continue talking about it. Ashley, you count.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Traguito. So I will try to visually describe the device to you folks, but it's just like the Palm phone, I guess is what it's called from what I can tell in this article. We literally, like, before we got on the podcast, we're like, I know nothing about this phone. We want to wing it. Let's wing it. Fuck it.
That's what you're hearing now. Winging it.
That's right. So the home screen looks similar to the, if I'm not mistaken, the Apple Watch, where there's like a series of apps and you like just like scroll around and like, I guess you click on the app. I really don't know how it works, but it looks like that, and it has the Google search function at the top and the home button and the back button on the bottom and shit, and it's itty bitty. It's a tiny little phone. It's really small. I don't understand.
This reminds me of an iPhone, I mean an iPod Touch.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, that's it.
When you mentioned tablets for kids, you know what came to mind is my little sister in like the early 2000s had one of those like learning tablet things with like the cartridges that you put in.
And they
had
a Leapfrog?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Thank you for knowing the name. Oh, my God.
Because I used to have one.
Yes. I tried it like once or twice and I was like, mm-mm.
You got that so quick too. You're like, oh, a Leapfrog.
I used to love that shit, man. I was learning up a storm.
I was like, where's my Game Boy Color? Fuck this. Fuck that. yeah, I mean it was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Let me start the timer. Timer started.
So what is this retailing for? Like, is this marketed towards kids? Like, well, or like, or small humans or like
Eric, I don't know, I'm winging it. You tell me.
Well, my winging it is asking you questions to try and put the burden of me winging it onto you.
Okay, so I'm literally just reading from the article here.
Great.
You can tell this is a Verizon jam. I think they mean like a Verizon push, because the Palm phone is launching with a huge suite of accessories, cases, lanyards, armbands, Kate Spade clutches. There's a surprising amount of money in phone cases. Apparently, I don't know why they're mentioning that right now. And Verizon surely wants to make sure it gets some. Oh, that's why. Brings us to Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors, who is a creative strategy director at the company.
No, he's not.
This is fake news.
He just collects a check. He's busy. He's busy.
It's like that time that Lady Gaga was. Look at Gaga. She's the. You guys don't know what I'm referencing.
What are you talking about?
There's a Kanye interview where he's talking. He goes, look at Gaga. The way he says Lady Gaga's lyrics.
Yeah, I know.
She's the creative director of Polaroid. I love the Gaga songs. What the fuck does she know about cameras? That's the quote. It's amazing. His point was not that. His overall point was something else. But
this was when Kanye made sense, right?
Right. I mean, like, Kanye, the beautiful thing, we're just going to go off real quick tangent. The beautiful thing about Kanye is that, like, the overall point he's making sometimes, or at least in the past, not in his current iteration, not Kanye 5.0 or whatever he is now.
I don't like this new update. I'm not going to update. I'm gonna say update later on this Kanye. That's the podcast title, by the way. Kanye 5.0. Makes no sense, but yeah.
Anyway, in the past, he would go on rants, but like the overall point was accurate, but the rant was like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
that's what that was. Anyway, okay. This seems like that. It seems like Gaga being the creative director of Polaroid, like, I don't know. It's like celebrity promotion.
This sounds like they're trying to make something old be fun and new again, and they think they're doing something innovative and creative.
And like, there's no semblance of the Palm, like what made Palm Pilot. Palm Pilot is not in this device.
Steph Curry should have bought BlackBerry and brought BlackBerry's back.
Right. Like, even though BlackBerry's are running Android now, they still like physically, because they like have a like physical keyboard on them. Right. A lot of the BlackBerries still have that brand.
If the old BlackBerry ever returned, I would hop on that so fast.
Would you though?
Yes, I would.
But there's like no app store and shit.
If they could integrate it to be like that, but still have the old like hardware for it, I would.
Little tiny screen.
Yes, give it back to me.
Have you seen the Priv? It's PRIV. They released it a few years ago and it was a flop. I think it's still a phone. Just Google BlackBerry Priv. PRIV. It has like a drop down, like QWERTY physical keyboard.
I think there's still an appeal to the BlackBerry keyboard. Like,
I
almost think, like, who cares if there's no app store? Like, what if you just can it use Slack or whatever? Or some other, like, workplace?
That would be crazy. Yeah, the like black and white ass screen using Slack.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Then I think it'd be okay.
Oh, this phone is ugly. No wonder they got rid of it. It looks like a Wonka bar. It's so long.
You win. It looks like
the modern version of those phones. Remember in the Matrix when they like pop the bottom part of the phone out and start talking?
Oh my god, that's so accurate, Dad. That's so good. Yeah. It's boop. Yeah, in the first movie, we were like, we've been compromised. Like, and they're trying to like call out and get out of there. Like, what? It's not working.
Okay, so the question is, going away from the segue of BlackBerry, is this? Do you guys agree with me that this has zero like brand of the Palm Pilots? Like,
yes, I agree.
So like, what the fuck is the point? You're just taking a name and putting it on Android.
I think that is the point. I think they think that they're going to bank off of the name brand alone.
Hey, maybe this will randomly sell somewhere huge internationally that we'll never expect.
You know where I could see this selling huge, actually, now that you mention it? Mm-hmm. South America, because people want to buy iPhones and they're so fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. But you have something like this that's similar but cheaper and can handle the capacity sort of like what smartphones can do. And you can brand this to people who can afford to buy it. Essentially, like with what they try to do with the iPhone lesser versions, I forgot what they
5C
were.
5C or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This phone is $350.
Okay. You know, it's more affordable than others. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. Although, like, for like $100 more or maybe $150, I think you can get a OnePlus 6. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I agree with you, Ashley, but I'm also like, maybe not. Like, well, I don't know.
And we know that Android's operating system is like incredibly fragmented. Like there's so many
different
updates and I mean, not updates, like versions out there that are many times behind. So, and that's okay. So maybe we could see that being okay in what Ashley just mentioned, well, South America, some other emerging market. Yeah,
the reason that's not okay is because it leaves people like vulnerable as fuck. It's like all the remember that
we're way past that.
What was that ransomware? We're all fucked. What was the ransomware that like fucked older versions of Windows all over the world?
Not WannaCry. That was something else.
Yes, WannaCry. Yeah, yeah.
Was
that
it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, it totally fucked. Like, it was because they were running older versions that weren't updated. So, like, it is a problem. But I think it's Google's problem. Anyway, right. I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. It's exclusive to Verizon, y'all.
I mean, I try to give a good reason. I was reaching at that point. But I don't get this at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so it sucks. That's it.
fuck it.
This is how I'm trying to end every topic so far. Like,
it sucks.
It's this. That's it.
There was also, talking about cheaper markets real quick, there's this phone that Xiaomi made called the, and if we're going to talk about something that might be successful in Latin America, the Poco phone.
A little?
Like Poco, yeah, like a little.
Poco phone.
Yeah. And like,
that just made me think of Poco Loco from Coco.
I haven't
seen. What?
I know. It's on Netflix. I'll see it soon.
Oh, I may I stop an unpopular opinion that I have? I don't want anyone to get mad at me here, though.
Oh, no, Eric.
Am I going to have to yell at you, too?
You might have to. I think that Book of Life, which came out before Coco, is a superior movie.
I can agree with you because I think Book of Life is beautiful. It is one of the most beautiful animated movies I've ever seen. But I think Coco has a better story and better songs.
Okay. And better songs, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. But I get what you're saying. However, I also like that Coco had like an entirely brown cast and crew, and Book of Life does not. So I feel like torn because I did like Book of Life too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you for seeing it from my perspective.
Not an entirely unpopular opinion, because I know a lot of people have said that as well.
Okay. Not many people even talk about that movie to begin with, though, I feel like. It kind of, like, flew under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
And Coco, like, 100% ripped it off, by the way, but that's fine. That's fine. Whatever.
I think the issue comes because Disney has been, like, prepping that movie since, like, 2008.
Oh.
And so then Book of Life just got done quicker.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so therein lies that issue, too.
Okay, you know what? I actually didn't know that. I didn't know the pre-production period was that long. That's kind of nuts, actually.
Pixar just be, like, putting things and taking their sweet time so they could get every single Oscar that comes out for Best Animated Feature.
Yeah, Best Popular Film? No, never mind.
I mean, true?
That's a problem for another time. Best popular film. Anyway, so what are we talking about next?
Pocophone is also the same price, by the way. It's $360.
I like that
and
name.
It has more RAM than the Pixel 3 and looks has a less offending notch. Anyway.
Every time, now that I know what it is, it reminds me of like when guys have widow's peaks, but they get fades and they cut it off, but you can kind of see the reminiscence, like the ghost of their widow's peak.
Oh my God.
And now I can't unsee it.
That is very accurate and very biting.
You should have never.
Hilarious.
Okay, so next, Eric put, this is actually hilarious. There's this product called the Facebook Portal, which is literally just an Amazon Echo show that can like turn sideways. And the best part is that it's brought to you by Facebook, a company that we all trust for putting a camera in your home, right?
It's just like if you had this product in development, like, and all the news came out.
I'm sorry. About I'm scrolling you. On the website. So I opened the website.
Yeah. What are these noises?
It's so dramatic.
What was that?
That was, so now the shot timer is the Blood Moon Rises once again.
That was the timer.
How are we supposed to know that?
So now you know that.
Okay. That was the sound effect of the Blood Moon Rises in Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. All normal people out there who didn't know that.
I kind of have to applaud your choice because Eric was kind of like that matching with him being like, what's that? What is it? And then we find out it's a shot coming. Oh, okay. I see.
Terrifying.
It is.
The person that suggested it was other Eric Early.
Mm. There's only one.
Oh. Yeah, and it's not this one.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean for that to happen.
I know you didn't, Ashley. I know you did not.
Eric, count.
I'm not laughing.
Three. Okay. Three, two, one. Tequila.
Woo! Okay, so I'm going to start the timer, and you're going to hear that again in 10 minutes. The reason I was laughing is because I was scrolling down. I clicked the link that Eric put in the doc, and it's portal.facebook.com for those of you that want to see it. And it looks very Amazon-y, the sales page. And then I scroll down, and it's a video of a gentleman in his own home cutting, like, I guess those green beans? Yeah, he's cutting green beans and smiling and, like, looking at the
It's like, don't
tablet.
Look at me, motherfucker.
No, but he's just sitting there smiling, like, I'm so glad I have this thing in my house.
Y'all can watch me cut these green beans. Just like, no, I don't want to see this.
Why is...
This is meal
creepy.
Prep. This is meal prep. The most boring part of cooking. Yeah. He's just cutting green beans. There's a whole pepper right there. That's going to take a while. Stupid.
Doesn't it's so creepy. It's so weird. I don't know. I don't like the way they did it.
And like, what? Is this like his brother or like his cousin or whatever just some watching relative. Him? Yeah, a relative of some sort. They're playing card games. They're laughing. They're having a great time. He's all alone, though, on the other side of the portal. I'm sure.
Of the portal.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
It's a good name, but it's couldn't be worse timed. Like I was saying before, like, all right, so you're Facebook, you have this product in development. Some bad news reports come out, may we just say. Don't you just maybe shelve this for, 5 years? until maybe can do some better product testing with it and let the heat die down a little bit so people don't worry that like Vladimir Putin's like watching you cut green beans.
I don't think any normal person would like this. Check out this product lineup. So there's the Portal, which is the one that looks exactly like the Amazon Echo Show, right? The shorter one.
Even has Alexa built in, by the way.
Yeah, it has Alexa built in, so it's basically the same thing, but Facebook can watch you in your bedroom or wherever you put this. So it's the same thing as the Amazon Echo Show. It's I don't know if it's the same size, but the display is 10 inches, and it's $200. And then the next product up is the Portal Plus, and it is this ridiculous-looking, tall, 15.5-inch display, 15.6-inch display for $350. But it looks absolutely redonkulous. Like, it looks so stupid.
It looks like a cutting board, honestly. Like the guy
with the camera that's watching.
Yeah.
Ashley, what's your take? Go.
This is creeping me out just listening to it. While you were explaining, I started looking around my room, and then I was like, what if someone like hid a camera in my house? And then I was watching Lifetime last weekend, and that video voyeur movie came out where like that first woman took them to court. So then I thought about that, and now I'm just kind of creeped out, and I got the chills. I don't want Zuckerberg in my house.
I'm sorry for giving you a bad trip. That's what just happened.
And then while you were also talking, I was scrolling on Facebook to like see if they have any information on this. And someone posted a news article where someone said they tried whispering to Alexa and she whispered back. And I'm kind of just
that's super creepy. So this talking about last week's Google announcement, the Google had a similar device that they came out with called the Google Home Hub. But when they were presenting it, they were like, and of course, because like we want you to use this throughout your home without any like, you know, fear of using it, we didn't put a camera on it. And I was like, good. That's smart. Good move. And right. like Google yeah. having a camera is like semi creepy, especially if it's like in your bedroom. But like Facebook having a camera after what's happened is like even worse, probably.
They haven't earned it. So
yeah, I definitely agree. Take me out to dinner first, at least.
Hey Zuck, take Ashley out to dinner first. Okay,
there you go. Your stupid Jeez. Ass self. I don't think they'll ever earn it. Is the thing like?
Yeah, I think they've already lost any trust that they had.
Yeah, I don't think anyone aside from Facebook employees are buying this.
Right.
Well, they're getting it for free, so maybe
potentially.
Discount.
This is weird. Discount. Okay, so what's next? You have Facebook lied about metrics. Eric's just carrying this podcast. What is this?
I mean, okay. Well, this is just a news article I saw this week that
you're gonna put the team on your back.
Team on my back, though. That's
I don't even remember what football player said that. But
well, it was
some guy.
That is reference to a YouTube video from some odd years ago of a replay from Madden. Greg Jennings, a wide receiver for the Packers, used to be.
There you go.
Humorous video, may I just say. Anyway, the news is a report out this week. Is back in 2016.
The photo of Zuckerberg they put in this article is great. Anyway.
Yeah, well, almost any photo of old Zuck is just really
hilarious.
Especially from that congressional hearing, like this one.
Yeah, oh my God.
So basically, I'll get to the gist of it, is that like Facebook lied about the viewer metrics of their Facebook Watch video platform. And what was kind of fucked up about it is that advertisers made business-related decisions based on those numbers, and it led directly to the cutting of jobs in the media industry, in journalistic sectors. So,
right,
just fucked up. Just yep. not good. People lost their jobs because Facebook lied.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Not like, not super similar, but something that I think is maybe vaguely similar is there's this YouTube channel I love that's they're a design house that do a lot of like sciencey videos, and it's German, which is why the name of the channel is weird. It's Kurzgesagt, which is in a nutshell in German, but they do like really whimsical, fun design. It's like flat design videos explaining things. And a few years ago, they put one out that was like Facebook is stealing millions of views and. The basic summary of the video is that like Facebook was taking videos from YouTube and, you know, taking all the ad revenue, and the people who were trying to get ad revenue on YouTube were not getting, like, the creators. So yeah, Facebook sucks.
Yep.
All around.
It's just a 1-2 punch. That's why I put them next to each other. These two little tidbits.
There we go. You know, last time you were on, Eric, we talked about Facebook. I think it was during the hearings.
Yep.
You know, what was brought up was like, you know, will you stop using Facebook? And I was like, the only thing I use it for is, I mean, literally I was messaging y'all. I use it for Messenger and events.
Same.
Yep. And like uploading photos. It's basically like my life archive of photos.
I think that's what most people tend to use it for, is sharing photos and then being in touch with family.
Yeah. But it's also like the AIM of our generation, because like everyone's there so you can message them. Like if you can't find, so like if you don't know their email or like their Twitter handle or whatever, you know that if you know their name, you can find them on Facebook most likely.
Yeah. That's a good point. Definitely the AIM of, well, the new AIM.
Right.
For us. But yeah, I mean, sometimes I really wish they could, maybe they have, if they could just like spin off events into its own thing. So I don't have to deal with the other bullcrap.
What I do is I have it like import automatically into my Google Calendar, and then like any event I'm invited to shows up there, and then if I see one that if I see it show up, I click it, and then it opens the Facebook event and I can confirm or not confirm.
That's pretty smart, Dan. That's a good tip on this
podcast. It's super easy. I'm not going to tell you how to do it because I don't remember how to do it off the top of my head, but it's like importing the calendar, and it's a URL, and the URL constantly updates. Just Google it. Google like how to import Facebook events into Gcal or whatever calendar you use, and you can do it, and it keeps me off Facebook.
Okay, but what if I want to read racist articles?
I mean, you can do that on Twitter.
That's true. That's true. I could get it anywhere I want.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or what if you want to feature the leader of, what are they called? What something Europa. What's the name of the group? Today's show had a fucking white supremacist on.
When?
Today? It was like yesterday or the day before.
You can't be talking about the Proud Boys guy, can you?
No, it wasn't the Proud Boys guy. It was the... I tweeted it, so I'm just going to look at my Twitter account.
Okay.
You know we're far gone when we can't even remember our Nazis.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's something Europa.
Which sect of Nazi are you talking about? There's a lot to choose from nowadays.
It was let's see.
Real Nazi combo platter.
Identity on. Europa.
Identity.
The Today Show like interviewed him, and I was like, you realize like this is literally what fascists want, is a platform to like talk about their bullshit
on the Today Show.
And they're giving it to them.
It was on the Today Show, like it, like literally,
like 8 in the morning. A Nazi.
I will link you right now to prove it. Hold
it's
on.
Way too early for Nazis.
look at the. There you.
I really like it now. Now that
that sounds so ominous.
Now that I know what it is,
the shot glass rises right. Once again.
But honestly, like when that event happens in the game, like if you're high leveled enough, you're just like, ah, shit. This
you're
is
like, shut up.
Doesn't actually matter. Like, skip it, please. Like,
I mean, it does matter if you're trying to like farm the guardian parts.
Okay, let's not get too deep down the rabbit hole here. But yes.
Okay, is this the third shot? Is it my turn again?
No, this is the fourth.
Oh, so it is my turn again. Sorry, I count correctly. Okay, I'm gonna count. 3, 2, 1, shot.
Cheers.
Yay.
Salud.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, we don't have to talk about fascists being featured on the Today Show, but it happened. And I was like, this is literally, you're literally giving them a platform to spread their propaganda, but whatever.
Hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of the Today Show, which is a TV program,
nice segue.
You know,
look at Eric riding off in that segue.
You're
a
fucking professional.
I know. After 4 shots, I can get a real good segue in.
There you go. Start timer. Thank you for reminding me by saying the word shot.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I tasked these two lovely people, both work in television. Can we just briefly? I want to briefly know what you both have done in television. Ashley, let's start with you.
Okay.
What was the latest thing you worked on? I'll put it that way.
Well, I can't say on air because of my NDA, because of my non-disclosure agreement, and because we're about to start shooting. So people,
that's how cool
you know,
she
the
is.
Crazies will come find us. But I work for a top-rated prime time network TV show.
How specific?
Oh my God! Better Call Saul.
And I also work for one of the most powerful women in Hollywood. I think that's one of the coolest things about my
job. Cool
is
too, yeah.
The person I'm under, she's pretty badass.
Oh my God, Martha Stewart.
I think I could say her name because she works on like 500 projects. So Gail Ann Hurd, she's the producer of the Terminator series and The Walking Dead, and Lore just came out yesterday, so she did that
today,
as
yesterday.
Well. And Hellfest came out last week, so check out any of her projects. Mm. She's cool.
Boom.
Like her smile.
Eric, go. What have you done?
I don't know. What have I even done? I don't know, man.
You were on the show of the Turkish hack.
Oh, yeah, right. So I worked at Dr. Oz for the past 2 years. Then I quit.
I'm just over here bad-mouthing the shit out of him.
Then I quit. And for the past year, I have been a field associate producer on an entertainment news program called Daily Mail TV, which is based off of the British gossip celebrity website, Daily Mail. So I have a good time with it. It's a lot of fun.
There you go.
I get most of my celebrity news from there.
Oh, yeah. We are the number one, especially for Meghan Markle baby bump news.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
She's got a baby bump.
I do have to give it to you guys. Daily Mail has done great work integrating social media, specifically Snapchat, even though a lot of people tend to not use Snapchat anymore, but a lot of younger people do. Mm-hmm. They've created like this platform for people to gather news quickly about celebrities that I've yet to see any other like program dude, yeah. Which is very innovative.
But that's literally all of the Snapchat Discover is that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Meghan Markle's baby bump, anything that has to do with the Kardashians. And then all of these random, like, Instagrams,
oh,
like,
God.
Celebrity models.
You know what
from,
I see right
like,
now, Ashley?
What?
Something about Jake Paul.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
No.
He's there.
I'm
Eric, what are you talking about today?
I'm sure I'm going to interview him next week, now that you said that. Thanks
oh,
a
no.
lot, Dan.
Gross.
But what are we talking about today? So we gave our brief backgrounds. We are well known, very established TV industry peoples.
We're kind of a big deal.
We're movers and shakers. what we say goes. What are we talking about today? We're just giving our thoughts on the intersection of technology and television, Dan.
Television.
That's what you want to hear out of us. Okay. Well, so here's my thesis. TV has had no idea what to do with technology forever in terms of
True.
Plot. what technology has been in relation to a TV show is like what you would call, you guys ready for a little Latin right now? A deus ex machina.
Oh,
which means...
God in the machine. God in the machine kind of plot device. You all have seen it. You're like, well, the killer left this hair behind. What can you find out, Hackerman? Well, all right, 001, 0001, you know, like spreads out on computer
Boom!
Screen.
Boom, I win the plot. Like, I solved the everything.
We've triangulated his location to... the Louisiana Swamp Delta, and that's how they find him. Or what happens is that same thing happens. They're like, ah, I'm locked out. Why? The government put a, I don't know. So TV has sucked at this for a long time. And
wait, so just to clarify, Deus Ex Machina is like a like it's kind of like a God. I hate using this word. Like a Trump card. Like it's like a.
Isn't it bad, by the way, that, like, anything with, you know, that guy...
The word Trump.
Just like that phrase. Man.
Everything. He's ruined everything.
Yeah, literally everything.
Like, thanks, dude.
What like, my saying? Morning coffee, I'm just like, fuck! Like, every morning.
KFC? Damn!
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but, yeah.
Every bite of meal I have, I'm like, fuck!
I never thought a white man can ruin chicken for me, but...
There you go.
He found a way to do
didn't
it.
Didn't the colonel do that for you? Oh.
Nope. Because Reba was the colonel once, and I kind of like Stan.
Those were good ads.
Those were actually really funny. Yeah, I was into those ads.
Finger looking good.
Surprisingly the garbage, though. Progressive.
The chicken is garbage. It's not Popeye's. That's
Popeye's
garbage.
Is much better. Anyway.
sorry, guys.
Yeah, so... Deus Ex Machina is just like a very convenient way to solve a problem.
Solve a problem, yeah.
Yeah. In a very lazy fashion. And
but like it like tends to like absolutely solve the problem. It's like I like Eric said, like I found this thing and it oh my god, it fixes all the things. We win.
Right. With no explanation of how the process happened because
basically all of Sherlock, but continue.
Okay. I feel that. yeah, with like no explanation of like what kind of technology hacking-ish thing happened, just like, well, I did this and it happened. like no practical application. I think the worst offender might be NCIS, which has like
yes.
has a character on there. I forget her name, but she's like the goth.
Yes.
She has
the goth one. Yeah,
the
yeah,
goth
yeah.
one.
Yes.
Whatever her. We all know who it is.
She's a fun character, but like she gets the worst plot.
Yeah, it's just like, what have you found out? Well, I've cross-referenced the ones and the zeros and
I looked at the flop-de-doos and the floop-de-flaps and the it's like
okay well
it's funny because most of the people that watch that show like text with one finger so
yeah well that
I guess it's understandable
that's
hey I text
point.
With one finger get the fuck out of here
that's such a great point because like you know the baby boomers like they don't quite understand it so like that's right. how we ended up with these type of plot devices. And yeah. there's even like the CSI Cyber, which thankfully only lasted two seasons.
That's a thing?
Thank Ooh. God.
It was. Yeah. It was bad.
Really bad. Even though it had Ted Danson and Patricia Arquette. So.
Yep.
Wait, you put in the docket, you put Mr. Robot. Are you saying Mr. Robot does this as well? I mean, they do a little
No, bit. I'm trying. I was building up to it. Dan, would you relax?
Thanks for ruining his segue.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert.
Wah, 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 wah.
Why is that not on the soundboard? That sound. Oh my God, it was.
Fuck you, Eric.
That was so good.
I imagine a middle finger going up when he played it.
I've
just so in my soul it went up.
I've so been owned. anywho, yeah, so one show, literally one show that I feel mm-hmm. that has been doing it right for the past couple of years is actually one of my favorite shows, period, on TV. It's called Mr. Robot. On on USA Network. USA Network, the only, you know, where you can find Suits. And Meghan Markle.
Right.
You used to be able to. the only good show they have. Starring Rami Malek, who's going to be playing Freddie Mercury soon.
I can't wait
either, also because I'm going to be Freddie Mercury for Halloween. But
nice.
Okay,
yeah, cool. I'm growing out the stash.
Nice, man. Nice.
He's in – have y'all watched BoJack Horseman?
Yeah.
He's in the third season.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the part? I don't want to spoil it for people. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
sorry, audience.
So what I like about Mr. Robot is it's a show that deals with a lot of things. Mental illness, technology, China. But what they do is that...
Oh, that's what I'm missing on my soundboard. Trump China. Going, China. China.
China.
no, it was Mr. Robot's very... I mean, I have friends that shit on it, but I thought it was...
Okay, your friends who shit on it are friends who will never be happy with anything.
This is pretty accurate.
I can agree with that. Mr. Robot is like on tops of my list. It's so well done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I suppose like what works so well with Mr. Robot in relation to just... Oh.
Wait, no, seriously? We just took one.
Oh, no.
It rises again.
Okay, shout out to Eric Early for that suggestion because that was a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Ash.
Okay. Three. Oh, wait. Two? Are you guys
pushing? Yeah.
Okay. Three, two, one. Down the hatch.
Bottoms up.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Oh, so good.
So good.
How's the barrel-aged Hornitos treating you?
It's actually, like, I want to keep taking shots.
There you go.
Okay, good.
It's like, even though this is, like, because my boss has Herradura in his, mm-hmm. and that one tastes like Tops, but this just doesn't taste as bad as I thought it would.
Herradura
just marginally bad.
Herradura is like my go-to on this podcast.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, so I'll just wrap it up. What makes Mr. Robot so great in one of the many ways is how they incorporated technological concepts into the show, like, felt very much like an integral part of the plot because the main character, Elliot Alderson, he works at a cybersecurity firm, but he's also like a genius hacker with mental illness problems. And I think one of the most notable episodes from the first season is when they break into this secure
spoilers.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it. Anyway, go.
No, it's... Okay. This is really not... spoilers. because, like, they talk about, like, we're going to do this. Like, spoilers is, like, for many other things. Anyway, yeah. They break into the secure facility called, like, Steel Mountain to, like, wipe out, like, data backups of something. But the way they have to do it is, like, disabling, like, the climate control system, which they do with, like, a manually loaded in Raspberry Pi motherboard kind of thing. Yeah.
it's not the like the as you were saying that like the people that watch CSI. Sorry, I almost said CIS.
NCIS.
They're right. Thank NCIS. You. Like NCIS or CSI or whatever the fuck.
It's not lazy. They like
it's,
take.
It's not gobbledygook. It's not technological gobbledygook.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. They explain what they're doing. Like
no, and it's real. It's like real technology that actually exists.
Yeah. And overall, just a great show. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. But that scene, you're right. They're like, we're going to like take this Raspberry Pi and plug it into like the main climate control thing. Mm-hmm. And then we will be able to control the system because we installed this program. Like it's all things that are totally possible.
Right. You know what's kind of funny about that? This is more for Dan. But the exteriors used for that facility... Mm-hmm. In that episode is actually the Snapple building or like the
no way
in Rybrook, New York, where Dan
the one
and
that's
I
like right by our high school
grew up.
Aww.
Yeah, very intimidating looking building. So
makes it's sense. Really that it's that building.
It's that building. What actually is there is like the local news station and like I don't know other local businesses like and a lot of empty offices. But cool exterior, for sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never... Wow. Look at that.
Okay. I'm done.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That was very good. I always cape for people who come for Mr. Robot because not a lot of people watch it. And they
it's
should.
Fucked up.
More people should be watching this show.
I think it's going to get like a really great second wind when it's over after its after its fourth season, which is the next one.
So there's three already? I've only watched the first and a half. I think.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No,
if you're listening,
season two.
I promise it's a very binge-worthy show, so if you need something to fill your time, this is it.
Absolutely. And you know who's in Mr. Robot, too? Like, the only rapper I listen to, Joey Badass.
Ah, you listen to more rappers than shut the
Badass.
Fuck up.
Okay.
I mean, Joey Badass is amazing. Like, I love his latest album's fantastic, but...
Okay. I listen to a handful of more rappers.
That's right.
I've been called out.
In these, get the fuck out of here.
In these
we talk
streets,
about hip-hop all the time.
In these streets, I've been called out.
The streets of Harlem.
That's right.
In your tiny-ass apartment.
Excuse me. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's a great place.
That's a good segue.
It's a great place.
Speaking of tiny-ass apartments, let's talk about porn for a little
bit. Okay, so this is Ashley's topic.
Great.
I love porn.
The setting for most of the porn shows
this,
you guys
this
watch.
Is a real podcast host right here, Ashley. Dan, we suck.
So I actually want to talk about Marvel and porn.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's most people's favorite things. you guys have presumably seen Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
That's the best Marvel movie they've made.
Mine too. Eric, I think you need a divorce. Well, he's already left you.
That's
Let's
right.
get married.
Okay. He has already left me. Sadie.
In my opinion.
You bitch.
It's also the best MCU movie. But when I first saw it, I was actually really freaked out by the flashback scene when they featured Tony Stark as young. And I was just kind of like, wow, this is flawless. They did this so well. Mm. And I just kind of wanted to look into the technology that made that happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We've seen that before.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, they've used it in Ant-Man in 2015 on Michael Douglas, but this was more extensive and longer.
And they did it again in the sequel that I saw last week.
Yes, they did, which I really enjoyed Ant-Man too.
I love Paul Rudd, and I wasn't a huge fan of the Ant-Man character that he played, but continue.
I only watched Ant-Man for the first time so I could see the second one, so I'm not going to hate on you for that.
I do love Paul Rudd, though.
But, like, the first time this kind of technology kind of came to fruition is back in 2010 when Armie Hammer played the Winklevoss twins in, well, one of the most talked about topics this evening, The Social Network.
Mm. Right.
So, this when I, like, learned about this, which is called face swapping, I was like, this is super cool, except now we're in this universe where people are using face swapping technology to put whoever's face they feel like on whatever they feel like. Mm-hmm. And on the good side, we've gotten a lot of people who are really good at this, putting Nicolas Cage's face on everything known to man, which is so much fun.
Like
but then
fruit.
or Titanic, or my favorite is the scene in Fifth Element with the opera singer.
Oh, my God.
That one was really funny.
Yes.
However, as it's become more popular, people who are familiar with the technology have been able to put celebrities' faces on porn. And this has become a problem because now you have mostly women who are getting victimized by a technology that is supposed to be cool and fun and kind of revolutionary for movies and television. Having these deep fake, which is what Reddit has called it, videos spread across the internet. And they're having to, like, you know, actually, if they want to discuss this and make sure people don't know, they actually have to say, hey, guys, this is not me in this porn video, which is degrading in itself because it's forcing you to, like, own up to your own victimhood, which not every person who is a victim wants to do.
To have to even address it is an insult.
Right. Yeah. It's demeaning as fuck.
And so, like, now we're in this era where this kind of technology has blurred the lines of what is appropriate for fans to do and what is not. And unfortunately, there's no way to stop it because this technology is on all sorts of social media platforms. I'm sure if you have a Snapchat, you have used it before in a very crude fashion. Mm. So it's hard because this technology has advanced so fast, but the laws haven't. So if, like, let's say my face ended up on a porn video and I knew it wasn't me, there's legally nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, I've never talked about the deep fakes thing on the podcast, which is
that's
a whole thing.
That's such a violation.
Yeah.
It is. And it's like, it's not even my body, but it's like you're imagining my body and that's a violation because I'm imagining you imagine my body. It's so weird.
But also, like, isn't it like a potential civil case if you use the likeness of someone without their permission? Like, isn't...
Absolutely. Yeah. And celebrities can do that. Now, the problem comes when you're a regular-ass person and someone's using your likeness and you haven't copyrighted your likeness.
Yeah.
The laws haven't caught up to that. So it's like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
So
what is it about Marvel that makes these actors more susceptible to this kind of technology?
I think it's because this technology has become more, more celebrated because of how Marvel's using it. So when Captain Marvel comes out later this year, Samuel L. Jackson will have the same type of face swapping technology used on him. Mm. And for fans to see that, they're going to want to use it more themselves in their own capacity. So it's like, cool, they're using new technology and it's making people become more fascinated with STEM-related projects in fields you wouldn't imagine it. But then it's like, oh, fuck, the people who know how to really use this and who maybe don't have the best intentions can use this for negative personal gain.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you're saying the internet's not a friendly place for a woman?
Who knew?
I mean... Breaking news. You heard it here first.
Right?
Oh
no!
Saved by the long ominous sound.
Honestly, I really like it now.
I kind of feel like I'm dominating my shot. Like, I feel empowered.
Damn. Okay, guys, you see the links I've been sending in the chat?
Yes, yes.
Did you see this one? I just sent it.
Hmm. What is this? Okay. Pickle sketch.
It's pretty funny.
I saw the relatively new Nicolas Cage movie a few weeks ago.
Oh, actually. God.
Really?
Mandy.
How was it?
I don't know if I can recommend it.
That was the best review anyone has ever given Nicolas Cage.
It's a complicated movie, honestly. Like, it's one of these movies that has, like, a really cool, confident sense of style.
Okay, don't go into it and count down the shot.
Sorry. Okay.
Don't watch it. Now count.
No, I wasn't saying that. Shut the fuck up, Eric, and count. I got it. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Cheers.
Tequila.
Salud. I don't know why people like autumn. Autumn's the time where I feel sick as fuck and my nose is constantly like tingling from allergies.
But the leaves are dying. The leaves are dying, Dan.
It's not good. I mean, they look nice, but they also cause my nose and sinuses to freak out.
The leaves are screaming out in pain. Why don't you hear
oh,
it?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I don't think I've experienced an autumn since, like, 2008.
Yeah, this is what happens. Sadie.
Because nice. Texas doesn't really have one, and California is sunny all the time.
You live in California?
I did for a little bit.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you were talking about living in LA. Yes, I remember this. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a good friend.
Autumn from the top of Bear Mountain in upstate New York.
Oh, from Bear Mountain, that would be dope. This is inside baseball as fuck. Bear Mountain's a nice place in upstate New York that has a lot of trees, and it's a mountain.
No bears. No bears. No bears.
No bears.
Yeah, the winter in Chicago sucks. I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway. So, moving on, let's
That's TV. We just summarized all of it. Yeah.
That's deep fakes. That's deep fakes is a whole thing.
It's a whole
in its own right, and it's like an ethical nightmare.
Yes.
Honestly, and like, it's really shitty. Actually, I didn't quite realize the implications of this technology, and it's horrifying. It's horrifying.
It is. And it sucks because it's like, we can't never have any nice things. This could have been so fun.
Well, it's like, you know, any new technology is abused for the first few years. I mean, like, look at the internet now on, like, certain parts of 4chan and Reddit and, like, nuclear technology when it was first developed. It's literally to blow up part of Japan, you know, like, It's just like whenever new technology comes out, humanity is like, what if I like put it on boobs? Like, or like, what if I kill people with it? Like, they always think of like the most awful. What if I violate someone's like bodily autonomy with this technology? Is that cool? And you're like, no, please don't. I don't know if bodily autonomy is the right word, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Maybe that's the podcast title.
Oh, God.
Bodily autonomy. I like it.
Oh, shit. I liked Kanye 5.0, but also fuck him. I'm not going to give him the...
Do you want to update from this current version? No. Maybe later.
I'm not going to give him the, you know...
Oh, my God.
Words. I'm not gonna give that to him. Anyway, suggested apps. I failed to get this on the soundboard, but anyway... Eric, what's your suggested app?
All right, mine is going to sound pretty lame, honestly, but...
okay, so Ashley, what's yours?
No. One second. My suggested app is a healthcare-related app.
Oh, God.
Called okay. My Chart, which I had been...
It's your chart.
One second. Let me just explain. One second. I had been avoiding downloading it for like a year from my local healthcare provider. But now that I have, it's actually like really good. It's like slick. It's intuitive. I can like request refills of my prescription inside the app. I actually don't have to go in for an appointment, which I was doing like an idiot. I can like... It reminds me if I didn't have a flu shot, which I have not gotten.
I haven't either. I need to.
It like shows me in like cloud storage, like all the tests I've ever gotten.
It's as if the medical industry is extremely profitable or something, and they're profiting off our health.
Listen. Okay, so I'm single, well-being. Right? I'm single, right? I'm out there. I'm on the dating apps. If I need... to show that I am testing negative on chlamydia, I can just pull it up anytime.
So you're gonna roll up on a girl and be like, "Yo, girl, you know what? Look at this chlamydia. Look at see that right
Look
there.
Look at these my chart you know test what? Results.
as a woman,
men and women,
female variety, woman, I have to. Eric, I have to thank you for that, because men out here don't actually say if they get tested or not. Men usually are using larger condoms than they need to be, and they need to be checked on those things. So I commend you for
that. I mean, getting tested. Yes, go get tested. No matter what your gender.
Stop using magnums. All of y'all don't need magnums.
I don't.
That's dumb.
No way. They're too expensive. I don't need them.
That's right. You just go with like the
Ashley,
lifestyles.
Thank you for saying that. All I'm trying to say is, ladies, I have the receipts, okay?
There you go.
Got the receipts. I'm clean.
Yeah, I don't think, although, like, the last time I was single was literally undergrad, but, like, I don't think the whole time I was single I got tested, which is kind of bad.
Shaking my head. Eric, you should put that as your Tinder profile.
Yes.
Ladies,
I got the receipts. I'm clean. Mychart.com.
No, just put that your STI I'm came clean. Back negative or STD or whatever.
Well, that's just you taking my word for it. This is the powerful function of
Mychart. But it's a really good bio.
I can pull it up. I can show it to you on good, the go.
But it's actually just saying that's a hilarious and great bio to have.
Okay.
It is.
You should put that. Like, we'll, that would slay.
We'll workshop it later. But that's my suggested app. I just think it's really convenient, and it has improved my life in a way I was not expecting. Because, like, I've been jaded about apps for a while. I thought they ran out of purposes. But I found one, so.
What a random thing to be jaded about in the era of Trump, but go on.
Everything else is all good, man. It's all good otherwise.
Else is great.
So yeah, that's my app.
My apps suck.
Apps, they're not doing anything new.
My life is such a sham. I need a new app.
My chart, thank you.
Philosophically, I'm opposed to this app, but I guess, you know, if it makes your life better, then fuck it. It makes your life better.
Why are you opposed to my app? My suggested app. What's wrong with it?
Just because we need single payer in this country. Anyway.
That's fair. I'm just making do. I'm just making do until fair. Then.
That's right. That's as we all are. As we all must do.
Okay. What do you got?
What I did there? Well, Ashley's next. Ashley,
go. Oh. I'm going to continue with adulting apps because we all need them. I'm shopping for new car insurance. And I ran into this app called Root that I'm trying. And it's an insurance company, but it's an app that you put on your phone to determine what kind of quote you will get for their insurance. And what it does is you enable your location, and it tracks your braking, your consistency, which is like how easy you're riding in your car, the safe hours you drive, and turning, whether you're like slowing down and turning. And so for like 3 to 4 weeks, Root will gather this information. And at the same time, you can see what kind of scores you're getting on these different categories, which is both good and bad because it's kind of like looking in a mirror and realizing, okay, you need to stop braking so hard or you need to slow down more when you're turning.
Yo, your driving sucks. Like,
because I feel like we all, when we shop for new insurance and you have to deal with, like, what has happened within the past 3 or 4 years, whether your record is good or not, this actually just depends on your driving. And I think it's cool because it uses your phone to determine a quote before you decide if you want to go with them
or
not.
Do you think that's better for, like, is that more equitable? I don't know if that's the right word. Is that better in terms of, like, wallet price for people?
I think it would be because especially for younger people, I know a lot of people like who fucked up when they were younger and then got off their parents' insurance and then had to find their own insurance. And then they had all of these dings in their history.
Right. It was like you crashed 20 times when you were 16.
And then, bam, you're hit with like a $245 monthly bill for insurance. So for good insurance, like you can get cheap insurance anywhere. But if you want some good quality stuff,
you know, I hear the general. Nah, I'm just playing.
Right, but the Root is also powered.
Worst commercial ever, by the way. Those are general commercials. They're terrible.
Root is powered by USAA, which is one of the insurance companies.
Yeah, totally.
So it's kind of like how I think is it Allstate that owns one of the cheaper like insurance companies. It's the same thing. Like they own a cheaper one.
I don't remember which one it is, but yeah, it's you know what I'm is it Progressive?
It's not
I don't think it's Progressive.
It's like,
yeah,
I want to say it's purple. I don't know. But if you're looking to change insurances, like if you have time, like I have about a month that I could figure out if I want to renew or not, then this is a cool, different way to try and do it.
Oh my God.
That's two for two.
That's legit scary as fuck. But it's actually scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
The blood moon is rising.
I'm still tripped up over Dan saying wallet price, but yeah.
Over what?
You're like, oh yeah, the wallet price is a... Didn't need to say that.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, well, I'm drunk, so I don't remember what I said.
I know. I'm just saying I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Is it my turn to count? I think it is.
It is your turn.
I think it is.
This is seven.
Jesus.
Oh, for real?
This is about the time when we stop, by the way.
Well, we still have a certain segment to go through, Eric, so we got to hurry it up.
I know we do. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Everybody poured up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, tequila.
Cheers.
Salud. This... One quick thing about this, I forget in what context I heard about this, but I don't think it was insurance, but it was something else, where one could, to like see how their kid is driving, one could, like in the steering wheel, there's a thing you can plug in to like get stats on driving. And
it might be the same thing, like Progressive uses this thing where they send you something to stick in your car.
Yeah.
And it calculates how much you drive. So it might be that thing.
There's like the car equivalent of like USB, you know, it's like a universal type thing that they put in the steering column, and you can plug in a device that'll like keep track of like GPS, and it has like all the stats on the car. So I wonder if like these folks would do it too, but this is actually really cool.
Dan.
Uh-huh.
What's your suggested app?
My suggested app, you're like trying to rush. Don't rush me. To feel the pressure. Okay, so my neither of you can take advantage of my suggested app. My suggested app is for iOS. It is an iOS email app that I like a lot. And if you are tired of Apple's boring, ugly ass mail app, don't use it. Use this one, the third party one called Spark. I believe it is, let me double check, if it costs money, because I literally just put it on this list. But it's a really good email app visually. Just the way they break up the emails is really nice. And so one of the best advantages of it is it has this thing called Smart Inbox, and the Smart Inbox will just like break up. It'll do similar to what, Inbox on, Android does, where it'll break up your email depending on like how the program identifies it, and it'll be like promotions or like notifications from certain certain services, et cetera. And it's just a really good email app. I really like it a lot. If you're looking for one and you're on iOS, you should look into Spark. Eric has a segment to reintroduce to the podcast. I'm just gonna let him take the reins.
Oh my God. Is it back?
Great start.
It's back?
It's back.
All right.
Back again.
You have the sounds ready?
No. Yes.
What? Yes?
Yes. I just wanted to say no, but like you understood yes, so that way like the listeners didn't expect it, but I ruined it now.
I see. Okay. Well, tell you what, you know, it's just like a typical day outside on a sidewalk, but you sense something amiss in the air. You look at the wall to the left of you and, wow, there's a door there. That wasn't there before. What's up with that? You get yourself in a suspicious frame of mind, and only then are you able to turn the doorknob. Cue sound. You walk. You're shocked. You can't believe this door opened. What? Huh? And you walk down rickety old wooden steps. Do we have those? Cue sound?
I'm just going to play the same sound. You didn't tell me to be prepared for steps.
So only by you being able to be in this frame of mind of not trusting and conspiratorial nature have you found yourself in a secret underground room of luminaries and like minds to discuss and exchange information. But what's different about here is from now on, you gotta keep your voice down because you don't know who'll be listening here in the rumor mill. Which we're in the rumor mill. Ashley, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, first off.
You gotta speak up. I can't hear you.
Welcome to the rumor mill. Dan.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go first, if that's okay.
Okay. Go.
So I got a rumor for you.
Uh-huh.
What if I told you that the next big Samsung smartphone had not one, not two, not three, but four different cameras on the back of its phone? What would you think about that?
I would believe you and not be impressed.
Okay, that's the whole rumor.
End of rumor.
It just, you know, Dan, Ashley, seems like a lot of cameras. I don't know if we need that many. To be honest, I tell you guys this in confidence.
Probably not.
I tell you this in the rumor mill room, so I know this will never get out outside of the three of us. I just think
publicly syndicated podcast.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why they would have that many cameras. It seems like a lot. So
I agree.
I don't recommend it. Anyway, that's the rumor. It's out there.
It's out there in this tiny room.
It's out there in this tiny room. Keep it to ourselves
for three people.
Keep it to ourselves. Thank you.
Okay, so from the Wall Street Journal, check this out.
You're being too loud.
The Wall Street, we're down like eight flights, however many flights of creaky steps.
Jeff Sessions is literally right behind me, dude.
That fucking...
Keep it down. Keep
your elf, motherfucker.
That I know. He's like hiding inside my earlobe.
He's in the tree next to my apartment. making cookies.
Just for him.
That's right. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Nintendo will be introducing a new version of its popular Switch console next year.
What?
And we don't know what the name is going to be. We don't know how different it's going to be, like what is going to be different, but it appears the rumors are true.
That's too soon.
Is it though?
I just bought a Switch.
Oh shit.
But damn it. I look at the Switch, if you have experienced Nintendo handhelds before, they really like updating their handhelds like every 2 years. They're good at that. And I'm not surprised.
Let me save my money now.
That's right. I just hope that the other rumor I heard is true, that I heard a long time ago, not from the Wall Street Journal, that they might have an upgrade program where you can like turn in your Switch and then like for like, you know, whatever, like 50 or 100 bucks, get the new one if it's better.
Those fiends. I hate them.
Fiends.
But
first off, couple
better
things.
Be more powerful.
It better be more powerful. I doubt it.
I know.
Remember,
it's gonna be like, there's a bigger screen.
Dan, Ashley, do you remember the Wii Motion Plus?
The yeah. Did Nothing Plus?
It's gonna be like that. If I had to guess. Okay. Ashley, do you have anything for the rumor mill? You gotta keep it.
I don't have any rumors.
Okay. You did a great job whispering, though, so that counts. Also. Okay, well, if we have nothing else to keep quiet, then I guess we can come out. We can come out into the sunlight. What? Oh, what even happened down there? I don't know. What was that? Like 15 minutes? We just all took a break. Nothing. We didn't talk about anything.
That's right.
So that's good.
That's right. That's right.
Great episode.
On that note, okay, Ashley, where are you from? Where can people get you?
You guys can find me on the Pretty Witty Podcast.
Boom.
Our last two episodes before our last, we focused on drugs and the decriminalization of harder drugs.
Yes, you did.
And that was probably the most interesting topic we've covered. I was surprised. So this week and next week, we're covering the morality of war, and we're only interviewing veterans or active duty military personnel. So check us out at any place you listen to your podcasts, including Spotify now. Pretty Witty Podcast. Check us out.
Hmm. Ashley, once you're ready to talk to entirely unqualified people, I would love to volunteer myself. So.
Oh, I got something for you already in the pipeline. Oh, wait till we
there
get
you go.
I'll get your
okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
You too, Dan, actually, because we haven't had you on yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You should should do that.
I already have something in mind.
There you go.
Excellent.
Eric, where can people find you? What are you doing?
I don't know. on Instagram, I am ESBinge, BINGE. Sometimes I do something funny. Mostly it's like food or dogs. dogs I have like pet on the street.
Hey man, that's popular.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm on Twitter. I don't have anything to tweet about, to be honest. Go Knicks. So you'll see me again on this podcast probably soon. I appreciate everybody, and this is a lot of fun today. So, yeah.
Yay! Okay, on that note, thank you for listening, and bye!
Bye.
Repetitive sedatives like every veteran, never remembering, every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them litter the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bitter J-Rock, K-Dot. Switch it up, gangsta, getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like
I'm. As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts, yeah, that's for all you gum smack, mud flap, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it up. Top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/tequila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/tequila.
Like egregious kids just in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/tequila.
That's for all your Joe rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it. Talk
shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.
They ain't praising my Saint, my miracle. They ain't in my punk. Ride out. They ain't praising my Saint, my